Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Are we saying or we're not saying?
We're saying.
Oh, we're saying.
Yeah.
You want to know what we just did?
Yes.
Tell them.
We just interviewed Madonna. Bitch, I'm Madonna.
That's where we were, everyone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, first of all, we got put on hold for like 43 minutes.
Yeah,
but,
for a long time.
But then we got to talk to Madonna.
Yep. She's got that new Madam X record coming out. And Crave was... We actually wound up playing a little Crave for you earlier this morning. We didn't want to say anything about it before we did the interview because, you know, if it had not gone well, we wouldn't be saying anything about it now.
Or if she hadn't shown up.
Right.
Could happen.
That happens. So tomorrow we'll have it all cleaned up and we'll air it for you.
Yeah. Madonna, everyone.
So 7 o'clock or so tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it about 7:05-ish. All right. After our word.
Couple minutes with Madonna.
I liked some of the stuff she had to say.
Yeah. No, she was willing to play. We had a little fun. It was good.
Do you really think she makes those signs or...
Oh, I don't think she makes them. I think she says to
but
someone.
But they're there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
really believe that?
I do.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't...
I'm sure she has enough people
coming. How could she have that answer handy?
Right.
Unless she really did that. Wait till you hear this nonsense.
It's fun.
But then again, it's not stupid because I have had people in my house where I'm like, oh, no, they got their shoes on and they're on the carpet. Mm-hmm. It's too late. I'll leave it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look the other way.
I just stand at the door when people come in. I go, shoes off, please.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Shoes off.
Wow, that's a little heavy-handed.
It's not. I mean,
even
you know
Madonna
what?
Goes sign.
In the, well, she said you can walk around in her house on the hard surface. Well, look, you'll hear it all tomorrow. Jesus. So, anywho, Madonna's going to be on the show tomorrow. We're very sorry.
That's where
we realized the last half hour was unexplained. No us. You know, for some people, I'm sure it was a relief. Oh, nothing gets spoiled for me in the last half hour.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'll do a couple of these before we duck out and hand it over to Lexi.
Yeah. Lexi.
George R.R. Martin said on his blog that the reports that the other books are done are flatly not true. He chastised everyone for making up nonsense.
Well, listen, sorry we have wishful thinking, George R.R.R. Martin.
510 says, oh, please, he's never finishing those books.
No, no kidding.
Are you guys there? There's nothing but music being broadcast.
Sorry about it.
Are you guys already done?
No. We're here. We're not done yet.
Where did you guys go? Did I miss something this morning?
No. We're here now.
It would be great when you're going to completely skip a segment of the show to have said something
well, it
about
been...
where you are.
Yeah.
Listen, it would have been great. If Madonna had been on time,
yeah,
you wouldn't have even noticed we were gone.
Hey, where's Vinny's news segment?
Yeah, 8:30 is when it was supposed to happen. Right at 8:30. And I think it happened at 8:52.
We punted my news this morning so that we could talk to Madonna.
Yeah.
And I'll
we
tell
actually
you
could have done the news.
By the way, it was going to be the best news break of the whole day.
Oh, do it now.
The Radio Alice Report.
You're a mean lady.
I know.
So, okay, I got one for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Punk.
I'm ready. Oh, my God.
No, it's not a game.
Jesus, that was loud. Oh, boy.
It was loud.
This texter writes, so I was wondering if Sarah plans to complain about the noise of the wood chipper and chainsaws when they remove her tree. Would that be karma?
I do plan to complain about it. Actually, though, the thing is they're going to have to do it from the other side of the creek.
Oh, so you won't hear it.
I won't even hear it. It'll be all the people on Miller Avenue.
They're referring to Jim's wood chipper.
Yes.
When
they had that big
you were
tree.
Like, the neighbors in their yard
well,
work.
It's not, I, I'm not. not even complaining. I get it. They had to do it, but it wasn't that. If I'd been out in my shed, I wouldn't have heard it. But I was, you know, I was sitting on the couch, just like drifting off to sleep, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God. You know how something is when you hear it all day long. You're like, when is that going to stop? Please.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart to hear how bummed you are about Game of Thrones. I started watching the whole series in the off season mostly because of your excitement about the show.
Now we're both sad.
I
know. I'm sorry. It's a great show. It was great. It had moments of greatness this season even. It was fine. It was totally fine. All the joy was sucked out. That's all.
All the joy.
Yep, all of it. Name me one happy. Well, I guess you know Arya was psyched because she's going to go be Christopher Columbus.
She's going
now.
Off on an adventure. The other one got her own kingdom and it's independent. She doesn't have to deal with anything.
Yeah.
She gets to be the boss.
Yeah, she's going to find out she doesn't like that too much.
And she's got new costumes. The get-ups look great on her.
Really good costume. Yeah, it's all nipped in. Good. Jon Snow, it's like, go to the wall.
Tyrion still got a gig. He's happy. The other guy got a brand new wheelchair. He's stoked.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice looking new wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, he's the king now.
There's lots of good stuff happening.
Not really. Nope.
Vinny, for a guy that didn't want kids or marriage, you're rocking it.
Yeah,
you amaze
Vinny.
Me. I wish my mom had pushed for happy and fun.
Happy and fun.
You know what's weird about that? Because I wouldn't have thought much about there being a different any other way. But my chick, or my missus, or Christina, sorry, she is like, my mom was so hovered over me and didn't let me out, and I didn't. She's like, she can't remember having fun as a kid.
Mm.
She doesn't have those memories because she had to be careful.
That's so sad.
Well, it is sad, and I thought that's ridiculous. How do you not have?
That's great. That
what
she's
about summer? What about
chain?
All the things that are out there? And the kids are about to get out for the summer right now. They gotta be frothing. Mm-hmm.
Can't you
for
remember
the
those
fun
last
that's
couple
coming.
Of weeks? You just could not wait for summer to get here.
Oh, I'm gonna run from this building as fast as I can.
I'm sure there's a few teachers feeling the exact same way
right
now.
Absolutely. I mean, think about that. How do you not have that memory?
Right.
I am gonna stay at the beach. Until I'm sunburned to smithereens.
Until I'm ash and I just waft away.
Right. I have a friend that him and his wife both work 60-hour weeks in tech. Yes, they have money, but they have absolutely no time for their 7-year-old.
Aww.
Yep.
That breaks my heart.
Too true, Sarah. I was definitely undervaluing happiness in life in today's society. I was a straight-A student all through school, graduated with honors, and everything came out immediately and got an engineering job, making a great salary working for a big company. But am I happy? No.
Oh, well, it's not too late to change. Go find something that makes you happy. Go on a sabbatical. What are you laughing at that for? People want sabbaticals all the time. It's happiness, Bryn.
It was the way you said it, that's all.
Sorry. Going with sabbatical.
Do you think that parents wanting kids to have careers at age 5 comes to overreacting to how many people nowadays get into their 30s without any idea
Maybe.
Of what to do with their life?
Maybe we should be telling our kids what they have to do when they're 5 years old.
You know, I'll tell you, and I talk to interns about this sometimes or people that chat me up about this type of stuff. The hardest thing, harder than getting grades through school, the hardest thing is to find your direction or the spot where you're going to pour your energy. And for me, that sort of aimless feeling created anxiety and kept me from making decisions and kept me sort of hiding from it. And once I found my thing, or it found me, once I got that place to pour my energy, the job, it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had that, oh, well, now nothing will, I will say yes to everything. I will work nonstop and I will do this. This will be my thing. I think most people have that same issue. It's like, where will I pour my energy?
Right.
And if you don't have any place, then it's scattered all over the place.
Mm. Yep.
So it's hard.
It is.
It is hard, and I don't think it's a failure of this generation. I think most generations have had the same struggle. What do I do?
What do I want? What will make me happy?
And, you know,
where
and
can
I think
I direct this?
Parents asking a kid that, because my dad did it all the time, it only makes it harder. You
what
go, I
you
don't have
do
an answer for
life?
You. Nothing. I have
I
no answer.
Rock. That's a song called I Want to Rock. And the first line is, what do you want to do with your life?
Is that Twisted
Sister? Is that Twisted
Sister?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question. It starts like that?
And the video.
Oh,
you should be able
video.
To find it. You should
yeah,
be able to find
I
it,
see.
Though.
Because I have the song.
Yeah.
And it starts
I wanna rock!
Like that.
But, yeah, but we need a line. We need a line for the teacher. Jerky old teacher. Yeah, give me that. Kids, what do you want to do?
Hey, radio family. I take 4 ounces of water, 5 drops of Young Living Essential Lavender Oil, and 2 drops of frankincense oil. Mix it all up into a spritzer bottle and use that for deodorant in addition to salt crystals. No smelly pits, but they sweat. If I want to stop sweating, I use a thin layer of cornstarch. Of course, that works.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. That is so
corn
responsible
starch.
Of you.
That's going to clump.
Of you, but, well.
You got to cook bread under there.
All right, Mr. Sister, I want you to tell me. No, better yet, stand up and tell the class. What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
I want to rock. So good.
I want to rock.
That's all I want to do. I just want to rock. God, I found the right job for someone who just wants to rock.
That's for sure.
Fools, new Coke tasted like Pepsi.
Fools. Fools. Well, it's coming back. We'll taste for ourselves. Maybe we should do some blind taste tests.
Fifth generation San Francisco here, and San Franciscan here, and I grew up bottle fed on See's candy. To this day, the family always has a box or two at every function or every...
Damn. I can't be around that. Like, I don't even like chocolates that much. And I'm just like, if they're around, I'll just freaking start eating them. Mm-hmm. I can't stop myself until they're gone. Like
you
a
do
dog.
That with everything.
Everything.
Though.
But that's, like, I won't even have them in my house. Dude, get those out of here. You want me to disappear them? You feel sick for the rest of the day? Oh, why can't I stop myself? I want to rock.
Try the water method with candy and food then. Maybe that'll work.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't?
Not for me.
All right.
I usually try to drink a huge glass of water before I eat so that I'm like, I won't be
a little full.
Won't be as hungry. I think it just melts everything down. Mm-hmm. Makes more room.
It melts
I don't know.
Everything
you
down
know.
And makes more room.
You know, if you've got stuff in your mouth, you take a sip of water and just like, I don't know, just washes it all away. I'm like, oh, look, more room. More room for more food. Hotline's ringing. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's them calling to thank us for the incredible Madonna interview.
Sure. It's Madonna calling back saying, oh, there was one other thing.
You guys were so fun.
Yeah, I just wanted to get on the phone with you for more time.
Yeah.
Man, I started to get some mean wrap it up lines too. Everyone's yelling at me.
Oh, really?
Well, between Yuzi and Brynn, I'm just like, okay, all right, hold
what?
On. Wrap it up.
Oh.
Was that Madonna?
That was not Madonna.
Oh. Who was
well,
it?
Her people were texting me. Mm. Capital letters.
Get
what?
Off the phone.
No, that was security. We have an intern interview.
Oh.
Summer interns, load us up.
Anyway, that's all for the text. Thank you guys so much for contributing to our, for listening and for contributing. We
Tomorrow,
appreciate you.
Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, we'll play back that Madonna interview. I'm sure it'll be spectacular. I can't even remember it now. I'm all blacked out from
I'll
it.
Tell you everything.
Okay, great.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. And now, a funny story from Vinny's family life.
Remember that time Isla was supposed to come here?
So, all right. So, man, you guys are the worst.
You're the worst.
She's still so traumatized by the time that, from the time that she was going to come here and barfed on herself in the car.
Right, yeah. Her mom had given her too much food or something.
No, she'd been drinking milk, but was also watching some movie on the iPad, and it got her on 17. It got her car sick.
God.
And she barfed, and they had to turn around. And so she still keeps going, I want to come in and see your coworkers. And she's still wearing, I've sent you, I think, a couple times pictures of her wearing the bracelet you made her,
yes,
right?
I love that.
So she's very interested in our show. And also, it's a conversation where she's like, well, I don't want to talk on the radio. I don't think that that's, it's too many people. And I'm like, oh boy, this is. So is this her way of saying beg me?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, if I have to, let me get my hair together. Hold on. I have to have the right outfit, of
right.
course.
I'll bring a backup outfit just in case I'm not feeling this one when I get there.
She's a motor,
or I barf,
you guys.
Again.
A motor. Like,
isn't
we'll
it
have
funny?
To pull her out of here and be like, beat
isn't
it.
Isn't it funny how kids, though, aren't motors when you want them to be?
Maybe.
Like, they never
they
shut up. Mm-hmm. But then you put them, some, right, you, then they're around people and you're like, oh my God, it's a different kid. I don't even know who this kid is. Whose kid is this?
We'll
it's not
see.
Mine.
I know I'm going to get her in here this summer, so
good.
We'll see.
Yay! I hope so.
I can't wait. And she starts kindergarten in the fall, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and the other
great.
One's growing like you wouldn't believe. Fully crawling now.
Mm-hmm.
And going to walk any minute. It's a trip.
Time flies.
Yep.
What is her birthday? August 7th? Yeah. August 18th?
19th.
August 19th. That's right, because we want it to be 818. 818.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
81918.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, that is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
It's going to be
what's
June
weird?
Next week.
No teeth yet.
Oh, no teeth
and
at all?
And she should have teeth by
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, you know, they get them all different times. They're not following the damn schedule.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm tripping out.
That's good, because the older she is when she starts teething, the better
we'll
it'll
see.
Be.
I don't
easier.
Know. I mean, she's still gumming macaroni and stuff, though. It's weird.
Overcook it.
So weird.
That's cute. Get some video of that.
All right.
I don't mind seeing that.
Anyway, Lexi's coming in here, and Jane's up this afternoon. There's stuff to win with her, right?
There is. She's got your shot at a trip to see the Dave Matthews Beach Bash on Cape Cod. All this week, she's got the cue to call around 4:30. Caller 9 gets a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews at the Chase Center in September. And then you're in the running for this grand prize. Trip for two to Cape Cod to see Dave Matthews on the beach. Hashtag yes, please.
Nice.
Ah. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good hump day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.